The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Mike Eaves. Wisconsin is the number 6 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will face number 3 seed Penn State at 4 p.m. on Thursday. Coach, if you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, Adam. I think our young group is very excited to head back to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. We were just there this past weekend. We played in a couple games there that were very entertaining. One and then lost one going into the third period. But our kids, you know, did a lot of good things, and I think that we're excited because we feel like we're trending up. We're trending to a better level of hockey, and that's been our goal here in the second half of the season, is try to do that by the time we get to the Big Ten tournament. So we feel like we're on that path.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions at this time.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, I think a logical starting point would be with your talented young freshman class. You know, obviously Luke Cunning gets a lot of the attention, but it certainly goes much deeper than that, right?
It does. I think the more you watch that young class, you know, guys like Seamus Malone kind of jump out at you, and Will Johnson. The more you watch these young guys, they bring stuff to the table in terms of their individual ability and who they are as people. So it's been fun to watch them kind of unfold before our eyes, and I don't think we've seen the best yet. And I'm hoping that they take another step this next weekend here.
And our first question comes from the line of Fred Flesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, hi, Mike. Wonder if you can comment on Ryan Wagner's season-to-season improvement. I think you liked him as a freshman. Maybe the points weren't there. You knew what he was capable of, but he goes from 5 points, I think, last year. He's got 22 already, and there's still some hockey left to play. What's turned his game around in terms of productivity on the sheet?
I think the simple answer would be confidence. You know, if you watched Ryan as a midget hockey player, he helped lead his team to a national championship, and he was a guy on their team that they leaned on. He was a point scoring forward that had great compete level. And then his senior year of high school, he was invited to the national program, and he went there, and he was given a little bit of a different role. And then when he came here his freshman year, he didn't get the ball rolling right away. He had a lot of good scoring opportunities and just never got it going. And so he's come back this year. He had a great summer, and I think it was the fresh start, and he had some success early. And I think that gave him that feeling again, I can do this. I can help produce points. I can help get goals. And so he's kind of carried that throughout the season. And this is probably more what we thought we might see more of last year, but now he's got it going, and he's such a competitive little guy. He's a good piece of the puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Follow up, how about Penn State? You played them a couple weekends ago. What do you need to do well again to have success against them?
I don't think the formula changes, you know, over the past little while here. Like, there's certain markers that we've tried to emphasize as a group, And the first three revolve around taking care of the good puck bowl on our exits, on our entrances into their zone, and then once we're in offensive zone mode, not to have any interceptions where they intercept the ball and then they take off the other way. Penn State does an excellent job of transition, and if there's a transition puck, it's a race back into our zone. They get everybody involved, and so those three areas revolve around us taking care of the puck and making good decisions in those areas, and that'll be key against them for sure.
And our next question comes from the line of Nathan Wells with SB Nation College.
Hi, Coach. Wisconsin's had some success with the X the past few times it's played. At least won 8 games in a row there. Does that have any effect on this year's team? And also, how are you approaching the possibility of playing 3 games in 3 days?
Yeah, I don't think that the record is what it is, and every year is a little different. Especially with this young group, I think we go in there and we'll just have to play it a game at a time. It's a interesting stat, but, you know, it's a stat that's about the past, and we have to be in the present. The whole thing about three games and three nights, actually we have Eddie Witkow and Kevin Schulze on our team that were part of that team in 2013 that won the WCHA playoff, and we had to win three games and three nights. So they have a little bit of experience in that. I think this team is different. Associate head coach Luke Strand and I were talking this morning about it. You know, when maybe a lot of guys haven't played three games and three nights in a long time, probably not since they were midgets or something. But I know our experience is being in the American Hockey League as coaches, it was amazing how many times that third game in three nights, and most times we were traveling from city to city, that third game was our best because we played so smart. The kind of light went on and how to be effective and make simple plays and simple decisions that it was actually almost like a revelation. Like if you do play simpler, you play better, and you give yourself a chance to be successful in that third game in three nights by doing something like that.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Coach Eves, I guess just freshly watching Luke Cunningham and being impressed with him again. Would you agree with the assessment that really no matter what level he's going to play at, he's kind of a playoff-type player, big-time player, big-game player?
Yeah, because that's who he is. You know, the games don't differentiate themselves for him. I mean, he's going to go out, and the basis of his game is to play hard and to win battles, to get to hard areas, to shoot the puck. And then he kind of blossoms for that. And when you get the playoff time, that's the kind of mentality you want. So it's kind of who he is as a person. So, you know, in the second half of the season, Luke has been very consistent in that and in his production. And I'm just feeling like you that that's going to continue because that's the foundation of who he is as a player.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Frank Mazzocco with Gopher Radio Network.
Hi, Mike. Just following up on an earlier question about your series against Penn State, three of those games were one-goal games. First one went to overtime. Can you kind of characterize what the games were like, the battles against the Nittany Lions?
Well, they were a really close game. I think the series with Penn State, all the games kind of represent our season. I mean, 24 out of our 36 games, we've been tied or had the lead going in the third period. And it's been about our group learning how to win those games. And Penn State has been exactly that. It's been a micronism of the whole season in that respect. And, you know, the thing about Penn State is they got older guys that they're grizzly. They've been through the wars. They're a group that overachieves, and they have some ability. And all the games have been an absolute grind. And this game will be no different. It's who they are. We've played against them. We know that. And we're going to have to do the things that I've already discussed here in this conversation with the other folks. But it's going to be a grind.
Our next question comes from the line of Fred Flesch with Big Ten Network.
Hey, Mike, this is the time of year, maybe the type of event that can often produce an unlikely hero, goals from unexpected sources. Can you pinpoint a couple of guys maybe that could fill that role for you, perhaps?
Well, you know, the one guy that I think might be able to do that for us is Jed Soloway. Jed, you know, has scored a couple goals here in a row in games, and Jed, you know, is a big guy, and he'll be on a small sheet, and his presence in front of the net and his shot, he's been a little snake bitten here. I mean, he came to us from the BCHL as a goal scorer, and it's not come to fruition yet. And I know that he's been putting in the time, and we've talked, we've looked at video, and he's been on the ice with the coaches to put extra time. And the fact that these last couple of games, he kind of got a little reward for his efforts that, you know what, there's a guy, if you look at his stats, there's a lot of not big numbers there, but perhaps he'll be the guy that does big things for us here this weekend.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you in St. Paul.
Thanks, Adam.